This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. Could you sense it while you slept? A brief, fleeting, almost ethereal government shutdown. The federal government was technically in a lapse during the wee hours, but Congress passed a bill reopening the government early this morning, then the president signed it by breakfast. The shortest shutdown ever. One for the record books. Did America miss its federal government during those 8 hours and 39 minutes? Kind of makes you think. Well, the latest spending fight is over, but what to do about the DACA program rescinded by President Trump isn't over. Immigration activists in the Capitol demanding legislation to protect undocumented immigrants who came here as children. Democrats have been promising to force a fix using a government shutdown or any other means necessary. So far, though, no deal. Where does this leave Democratic politicians with a key constituency of their base? And then there's Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, at the head of a GOP conference with a restive nativist column embedded inside of it, and a president promising less immigration, not more.
I know that there is a real commitment to solving the DACA challenge in both political parties. That's a commitment that I share. To anyone who doubts my intention to solve this problem and bring up a DACA and immigration reform bill, do not. We will bring a solution to the floor, one that the president will sign. We must pass this budget agreement first, though, so that we can get on to that. So please know that we are committed to getting this done.
Well, there's a March 5th deadline for 690,000 undocumented immigrants currently protected from deportation under DACA. The Senate is set to take up immigration next week. And then the question after that, can Paul Ryan deliver on immigration and pass a bill that President Trump would sign that could get 60 votes in the Senate? Joining me now is Erica Andiola, a DACA recipient herself and former press secretary for Senator Bernie Sanders. Erica, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you. Also back on the show, Elise Foley, immigration reporter for HuffPost. Hi, Elise.
Hi, Todd.
Erica, let me start with you. You have watched the back and forth in Congress, promises from Democrats to use their leverage over government spending to force a deal on DACA. They don't have it yet. The government is now funded again. Do you think, Erica, Democrats have broken their promise?
I mean, definitely. And you know, this is not the first time we saw that they literally got into a shutdown and they didn't have the ability or the will to get DREAM under those circumstances when they had all the leverage in their hands. And so it's definitely frustrating for us. And it's something that we keep in mind as we move forward. And it's just tough because at the end of the day, Trump did end DACA, and Trump at the end, he has a lot more power, and the Republicans have a lot more power at this moment. So, you know, it's disheartening, and the fact is that DREAMers and people like myself and many others are, you know, in limbo and could be in worse situations if nothing gets resolved.
Elise, a very, very brief shutdown in the dark hours of Friday morning that's now been resolved, and a couple of weeks to go before this DACA deadline. Where do things stand right now?
So as of right now, we have sort of a framework put forward by the president. It took him a while to actually do that. But what he's demanding is that he will help DREAMers, and he says that he'll help about 1.8 million people if he gets some sort of border security measures, including his wall, if he gets to change policies so that he can more easily deport other kids who come and asylum seekers, and if he gets to make these massive cuts to legal immigration. So that's kind of where the White House has laid down its markers. In the Senate, Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, has said that he'll have sort of an open process so that senators can put forward different things. So what's likely to come out of the Senate, if something comes out of the Senate at all, will be something that might not at all look like what the president wants, because there's opposition to some of the things the president wants. So you've got, you know, potentially the White House's plan, then you might have a Senate separate plan, and then in the House, you have various proposals that have been put forward that Paul Ryan, the Speaker, has not allowed a vote on up to this point. And he'll have to either determine whether to have a vote on a potential Senate bill, to have a vote on one of the bills that's already been put forward, or to, you know, potentially do nothing at all.
Erica, where do you think this might be headed? A big budget deal has passed. that delivered $130 billion in domestic programs that Democrats really, really wanted. Do you think Democrats' leverage is gone, or do you think that enough people are demanding a fix to DACA that it can still get done?
I mean, I would say that, you know, the fact that, yes, Democrats definitely, you know, lost a lot of their leverage, or if they had any power, right, given that Republicans have the majority in the two chambers and the presidency. Still, to me, you know, the fact is that more than 80% of Americans support the DREAM Act. And so it's really right now, it has gotten tougher, because the fact is, if this goes to the House, more and more people in the House, especially Paul Ryan, who wants to pass something that will be signed by the president and, you know, that the president wants in the first place, that could mean that they want something that's going to be terrible for the rest of our communities. And, you know, we've said it over and over again within the Dreamer movement that we don't want to be used as tokens. We don't want to be used as bargaining chips to get terrible policies that are going to hurt the rest of the immigrant community and future immigrants. And so, you know, it's looking to me, you know, and to a lot of us, it's frustrating because it's looking harder and harder to get something that is clean, something that is just going to address, you know, the DREAM Act, which is what Americans, you know, really support without having to have anything else added to it.
Elise, Erica's looking forward to a debate in the House and whether Speaker Paul Ryan can pass a fix to the DACA program along with everything else that Republicans want. I wonder if you see a risk here that Paul Ryan won't be able to produce in the end. Is it possible that along with DACA and all the other things that Republicans want, more border security, a wall, curbs to family immigration, legal immigration, that it won't be able to bridge the gap? You know, the president is representing a base that's nativist, and it seems like there might be nothing Paul Ryan could pass in the House that could also pass the Senate. What do you think?
I think that that's a very, very real concern. And that's the reason that a lot of Dreamer activists and a lot of immigration reform activists wanted it attached to a must-pass bill, because they wanted, like Erica said, a clean DREAM Act, so something that wouldn't include all of these other measures, because then it would have to go through. Ryan would have to allow a vote on it because they would need to pass the bill for other reasons. So I think there's a very real risk that it gets so piled on with other things that are controversial with Democrats and even some Republicans, especially these legal immigration cuts, that it just dies, and that what we have in the end is Paul Ryan saying, "You terrible Democrats, you didn't vote for our very reasonable bill that would, you know, give some Dreamers legal status, but also allow us to deport a bunch of people and build a wall, et cetera, keep out, you know, legal immigrants." And then the president blaming Democrats, and then Democrats blaming the president and blaming Republicans, and then nothing actually happening. And if that is the case, then really the best hope for Dreamers would be future legislative action, and then also the courts, for them to continue blocking Trump's rescission of DACA. Because at the moment, we should note, people are currently allowed to apply for DACA renewal, which changes the dynamic a little bit, but only because of a court ruling.
Erica, Democrats seem to be hoping that if something doesn't pass by the March 5th deadline or at all, that they'll take an issue to the election that would bring Latinos out to vote for them. You mentioned 80% of Americans approve of the DREAM Act, and maybe now Democrats think that if Republicans can't pass something that they would agree to, that it'll be a great issue in 2018. Does that ring true for you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's been true for many, many years, to be very honest with you, and that's part of why it's so difficult to deal, at least within the immigrant rights movement, to deal with the Democratic Party, because basically their take on trying to get Latinos on board to vote for, you know, in the elections is, we're your friends. We're the ones who support undocumented communities and immigrant families, and Republicans are the enemy. But the reality is that we have had to push Democrats all along, because, you know, they just use us. They use us, and it's easy to use us for their elections. But at the end of the day, they don't really want to get this resolved, because it's a great way to use us as a way to win more and more Latino electorate around the country.
Well, look, Erica, we all know that that's part of politics, except it's a part of politics that's tough to stomach when actual lives are in the balance here. I wonder what your prediction is for 2018 if a fix for DACA doesn't pass.
I think, as part of a bigger movement, right? I am a dreamer. I've been part of the immigrant rights movement for many years, but I'm also part of a bigger progressive movement, and I was part of the Bernie Sanders campaign. And I do really believe that this is the moment and this is the year to also primary Democrats. We need to make sure that in those states where there's those moderate Democrats who are so afraid of doing anything on immigration because they think they're going to be voted out, that they get primary by candidates who, go out there really running for really as populist candidates who are not necessarily afraid of talking about immigration, but they're also addressing issues that matter to working class people.
Elise Foley, given what Erica has to say there, throw it forward to the Senate debate next week. If the Senate can pass an immigration bill with a DACA fix and some other things in it, does that mean that people should rejoice? Is that going to be the end of the story?
No. If the Senate passes something, they still have to get through the House, and then it still has to get through the White House. And even at that point, I think that, Erica can speak to this as well, but I think that there are a lot of immigration battles still to come, because even if something happens that helps some dreamers, not even all people who came to the U.S. as children would necessarily be eligible for that, and certainly not all of the undocumented community. So there's also people who came as adults who've been here for 30 years and have children here and things like that, who the immigrant activist community wants to help as well. So this fight is not going to be even close to over if the Senate does pass something.
That's Elise Foley, immigration reporter at HuffPost. Also, Erica Andioli, a DACA recipient herself, former press secretary for Senator Bernie Sanders. Erica, Elise, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.